Whether you're a hiker, biker, or camper, there are thousands of acres in West Central Florida for you to explore. And many of these experiences are absolutely free. Today, we're going to talk about all things recreation within our Water Management District and how you can take advantage. This is the Water Matters Podcast.
You're listening to the Water Matters Podcast, brought to you by the Southwest Florida Water Management District. We answer your most popular questions about the work we do and services we offer, including new projects, springs protection, water conservation efforts, and more. Learn about the many ways we serve the community and protect your water resources.
Welcome to this episode of the Water Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Sager, and we're tackling one of our most asked about topics, recreation. And just a tip for our listeners, you'll want to stick around until the very end when I'll share exclusive details about a new recreational resource available to you. Today, I'm joined by land manager Felicia Nudo. Felicia has worked at the district for more than 2 years and manages some of the district's conservation lands. Thanks for joining us today, Felicia.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before we start talking about our lands within our district, let's explain to the audience that the Southwest Florida Water Management District is a government agency, and we are one of 5 water management districts in the state. Our district covers a 16-county area in West Central Florida that includes portions of Marion County in the north all the way south to Charlotte County and as far east as Polk County. And throughout that area, the district owns public conservation lands with a variety of recreational opportunities. In fact, about 2.5 million people visit those lands each year. All right, so one question we often get is, why does the district own these lands? Felicia, can you help us out with that?
Yeah, so the district acquires these lands with their main focus of protecting the water resources. I think that a common misconception is that the district only owns lands that have bodies of water or wetland areas, but that's just simply not the case. We have a lot of lands with upland areas, and these are really important because they serve as buffers around the wetlands, which ultimately helps protect them.
That's right. A watershed takes a large area. So even though a piece of property may be miles away from a body of water, it does impact that water, correct?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
In keeping with their purpose to protect water resources, when you visit these properties, you're going to get a real nature experience, in my opinion. Explain what these lands are often like.
Sure. So the recreational opportunities that we provide at the district are passive and nature-based. And so what that means is they are going to be primitive, and we don't have the amenities on site, such as restrooms or drinking water. We do have portable restrooms, and a lot of our trails are at grade or on old forest roads.
What I love about that is that I feel like it's getting harder and harder to find that true nature experience and that old Florida feel. But when you go on some of these properties, you definitely get that experience, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, what we're trying to do at our properties that we manage is we're trying to provide that nature experience versus providing like a park experience.
Now, that's not to say all our lands are primitive, because many state and local parks are on district lands. Explain how those partnerships work.
Yeah, so although the district owns all these lands, that doesn't necessarily mean that we manage all of them. So we have some cooperatively managed properties, and a few examples of these properties would be Starkey Wilderness Preserve. J.B. Starkey Wilderness Park is actually managed by Pasco County, and they have all sorts of opportunities. So they have camping in the form of cabins, and then they also have paved trails as well. And then for Weekiwachee State Park, you know, that's managed by the state. They offer different opportunities that we're just unable to provide.
One of those opportunities, if you don't know, it's actually mermaids that swim underwater and one of the oldest attractions. So it's definitely a different experience out there at Weekiwachee State Park if you've never been. Now, Felicia, explain your role as a land manager, because that's a pretty important job, and I don't think a lot of people may quite understand what all you do.
Yeah, it's pretty important. I am assigned several different areas, and my biggest responsibility is just seeing kind of the day-to-day operations on these lands. And so land managers participate in a number of activities, and those can be anything from prescribed burning. You know, we do timber management, invasive species management, and we also do restoration projects. So it's really just managing that piece of conservation land, you know, to protect the water resources.
Absolutely. And it's so important what you guys do. Now, let's get into some of the recreational opportunities on these lands, because we know people want to hear about that. And we have to start with the one that we probably get the most questions about on social media, and that's camping. What type of camping is available on district lands?
So we have a variety of camping options available. We have backcountry camping, and what that means is you cannot access these sites by vehicle, and you either have to hike in or bike in to those campsites. But we do offer primitive campsites where users can drive in to their campground. And then we also have equestrian camping as well. So users are able to bring in their horse trailers, and then we have water on site for the horses.
Now, I want to tell you, Felicia, that I'm known as a high-maintenance camper. I like to come with lots of stuff, and I like to plug things in everywhere. I'm guessing that these are probably not the campsites for me.
That's correct. So at the sites that the district manages, we do not offer any electricity. However, there is electricity available at some of our cooperatively managed sites.
Now, some camping is booked through those other partner agencies, but some lands are booked directly through us. How do you go about making a camping reservation?
You can make a camping reservation by going to our website. And if you click on recreation from there, there's a button that specifically says make a reservation. And from there, you can visit all of the sites and see, you know, what dates are available for you. And then you just click on that date and you make your reservation from there.
And for our listeners, that's watermatters.org/recreation. We'll talk about this website throughout the podcast. And what does it cost to camp in one of the district-managed campgrounds?
It costs absolutely nothing, so reservations can be made free of charge.
Wow, that's really great, because there's a lot of families out there always looking for unique opportunities to take together, and here's one that's really inexpensive at a time when people are really concerned with their budgets. So that's terrific to hear. Now, we should say that is with our managed campgrounds, correct?
That's correct. The partner-managed properties have their own, you know, price schedule, but for all of our managed properties that we manage here at the district, camping is absolutely free.
And you can find out exactly which ones those are, again, by visiting the website. When we're out there camping on these pristine lands, what are some of the rules we need to follow?
So the biggest rule that we ask campers to follow is the pack-in, pack-out method. We only have 2 dedicated staff members to maintain the campgrounds that we have. And I think I should mention we have 31 campgrounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so the biggest thing is just the pack-in, pack-out, because a lot of our areas are primitive, as we've discussed, and we don't have, trash receptacles, trash cans on site. And so pack-in, pack-out really helps us out.
And when you say pack in, pack out, for the novice who may not understand, you're saying whatever you take in there, trash included, you take out with you, correct?
Yes, that's what we're asking.
Awesome. Okay, so what about those people who may just want to take a day trip out to a property? Hiking is probably one of the most popular activities. What kind of opportunities are available to hikers?
So we have hiking opportunities for people with all skill levels. As we mentioned before, we have properties with paved trails. We also have properties that have single track hiking trails. And what that means is the trail is very narrow and you've got vegetation on both sides of you and it's at grade. So you'd want to wear, you know, like a sturdy pair of hiking boots or a good pair of tennis shoes for that. We also have close to 500 miles of trails. So like I said, we've got opportunities for all skill levels.
And in fact, I understand we have a premier trail in the Green Swamp Wilderness Preserve. Tell us about that.
Sure. So that trail is the Florida National Scenic Trail, and that is many miles of trails, and it connects Florida in several different places. And you can find the Florida Trail Association map on their website. And what's important about that is that trail is managed by a group of volunteers, but we also have several backcountry sites located along that trail as well.
And that is a really cool trail, very popular with hikers. What's so special about that trail?
I think what makes it so popular are the campgrounds located along the trails. And, you know, trail users are just looking for a more in-touch with nature experience. And personally, I like the single track trails over the trails that are on paved roads or management roads, just because it's a more intimate nature experience.
So tell me about the geo-reference maps that visitors can get right on their phone and what they offer, because that's pretty cool.
So we recently started making these geo-reference maps, and these maps have our trail systems on there, and they also have at each intersection a number, and that number is associated with a Latin long coordinate. And you can download these maps onto your phone and use them in an application such as Avenza. You can get that for free. And what's important about these is that you can use these in areas that are remote and don't have good cell service. So if you're trying to navigate yourself on a trail and you can't use Google Maps because you don't have any service, you can definitely use these in place of that.
Which is important because there are many of our district properties are not in great cell service because they are, you know, pristine, remote areas. So that is a handy tool to have. Now, some district trails are great for biking. What are some of the more popular spots if you want to bike, whether that's off-road or on a paved trail?
So several of our properties have paved trails, which are very popular for biking. So Starkey Wilderness Preserve has the paved trails. Cypress Creek Preserve has paved trails. And then also there's some sections of Lower Hillsborough Wilderness Preserve that has the paved trails. So those are all really popular with the road bikers. However, Starkey has an expansive trail system for off-road biking, and that is maintained by volunteers as well, but that's another popular one.
Yeah, that's a growing sport, and so yes. I know they're always looking for places to go, so it's great that we have those opportunities. We talk about all these trails, and I know that we rely on volunteers, you had mentioned that earlier, to help keep them in good condition. That's really another popular question we get on social media. How can people become volunteers to help with these district lands?
Yeah, so we rely on volunteers a lot, not only with trail maintenance, but also for campground maintenance. And if anyone is interested in becoming a volunteer, just learning more about volunteer opportunities, they can email us at recreation@watermatters.org for a volunteer application, and we'll get that sent out, and then we can discuss with that individual or group what their interests are.
Awesome. Now, before we end, I have to ask the obvious question, which is, what are your favorite district lands to visit? And maybe share one of those secret gems that we might get overlooked by people.
Sure. So I personally cannot pick a single district land as my favorite because they all have something special.
Are they like your children?
Yes. They're all special in their own right. And in terms of sharing a secret gem, I think that really depends on what your interests are. We have a lot of springs that are very popular, but they're not really so much of a secret anymore. And
no.
So, yeah, what I would recommend is having users explore these lands and then finding their own secret gem.
Yes, that's a great tip. I personally love the springs areas. Those are some of my favorite spots, but you're right, they're very popular. I will say Three Sisters Springs up in Crystal River is great. They do have both the option of land and by kayak. So if you're maybe not great on the water, you can visit it via land. And so it's a great opportunity. This has been a lot of great information, Felicia. And thank you so much for sharing this with our audience. As a reminder, details about all of our recreational opportunities can be found at watermatters.org/recreation. You know, we talked about hiking and biking and camping today, but there are many more opportunities, so go check those pages out. And you can also submit questions through our social media pages. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we're even on X, which was previously known as Twitter. Now, I promised our listeners I would give exclusive details to a new recreation resource. The district has published a new, sleeker, interactive recreation guide with information on all our recreation opportunities. What's great about this guide is each page has a QR code that will directly link you to information about a district property. This is going to make finding information that much easier when you're on the go. And this guide is absolutely free and can be ordered at watermatters.org/recreation. So get your guide today, and thank you for listening to the Water Matters Podcast.